I made a previous video about suffering, where I explain that suffering is an indispensable aspect of life which we should learn to appreciate. That by modification of desire, simplification of life, and the proper understanding of reality, we can greatly improve the quality of our existence. Yet without taking these needed steps, any rational individual must see reality as Schopenhauer here describes. Otherwise, they will not have the impetus to make the required changes in life necessary for happiness.
If two men who were friends in their youth meet again when they are old, after being separated for a lifetime, the chief feeling they will have at the sight of each other will be one of complete disappointment at life as a whole, because their thoughts will be carried back to that earlier time when life seemed so fair as it lay spread out before them in the rosy light of dawn, promised so much, and then performed so little. This feeling will so completely predominate over every other that they will not even consider it necessary to give it words, but on either side it will be silently assumed and form the groundwork of all they have to talk about.
So very true. We must always recall that we are hairless apes with very poor manners.
He who lives to see two or three generations is like a man who sits some time in the conjurer's booth at a fair and witnesses the performance twice or thrice in succession. The tricks were meant to be seen only once, and when they are no longer a novelty and cease to deceive, their effect is gone.
Absolutely, tricks are made to be seen only once. So pay attention. This is why the concept of eternal life is so malicious. Life is meant to be done only once, increasing the value of each second and forcing us to take our education and personal evolution seriously.
While no man is much to be envied for his lot, there are countless numbers whose fate is to be deplored.
A very depressing statement, but true nonetheless. Life is a task to be done. It is not a giddy tromp through green grass. Life is like forging fine steel. It requires both work and skill. If unskilled and ignorant, the outcome will be deplorable, yet in skilled hands, life can be a wonder.
Life is a task to be done. It is a fine thing to say defunctus est. It means that the man has done his task.
There is no more enjoyable place in life than at its end, that final point of existence, when you can finally say, and in all honesty, thanks for the fish. Please comment and subscribe. More is available at historyreligionandtruth.com, and thanks for watching.